Greetings and salutations from your long-lost favorite Wolfman. It's the one-man band. We've got a lot to complain about. Haven't done this in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about the Queen, how America's in a serious downfall, how anime is ruining this country, and people need some serious consequence and fear of discipline, I swear. Been a while, huh? Yeah. You know, the last couple of episodes were sort of humdrum. Didn't have much going on, and even with shopping, wasn't really finding much, so I imagine the episodes are pretty boring. I get it, and don't blame me for not listening. I wouldn't listen to me either, but I do have a lot of things to talk about this time. Before I begin, I just want to say things have been going great. I didn't take a break because there was a problem. I've been working a lot, bartending a lot, had a lot of fun stories and experiences with that. Been busy with artwork and my figures, and things have been going great. Just had a Comic-Con, very successful one at that. Made a lot of new friends, a lot of new contacts, so I'm excited to see where all this goes. And another, you know, kind of thing to start off the ranting is I'm seriously sick of people not doing their jobs. And I always complain about that, but in particular when it comes to healthcare. I don't go to the doctor. If you know me, you know I hate doctors. I think they're like mechanics. They're useless people that trained in an expensive art that could actually do some good in the world, but they don't because they know they can charge up the ass for it. However, my mom is one of those people that needs a doctor. Has every ailment in the book, and besides a cancer patient, I've never seen any one single human being have to go to the doctor so fucking much in their entire life. And it's pissed me off since I was a teenager. I've done everything and prayed to every deity possible to keep, you know, your family members safe and healthy and sane and take their pain away, and, you know, none of that shit works. It's all bullshit. And you can't even trust the science, as the buzzword or the catchphrase is these days, because it's like a mechanic. They're just going to find ways to get you back in. About 6 months ago, they found out my mom had kidney stones. It's a fairly common thing. She's had them in the past, and they just, you know, give you something, and they have you pass them. They're painful. And, well, apparently they don't do that anymore. Because of technology, they shoot a laser into your body to break up the stones so that you could just pass them naturally. She's had two procedures on that, and it's not fixing the problem, and it's not getting rid of the stones. They broke up a few of them, and then they said come back in another couple of months, and they broke up a couple more, and then they say come back in a couple of months. But this most recent one from last night caused her to have an overnight hospital stay because now her kidneys are bleeding. And what do the doctors do? They're pissed. They don't want to answer the phones. They don't want to give her pain meds or anything like that. I mean, if you go to a hospital in Vegas, they're just going to assume you're drunk, and they put you on an IV, give you some saline and maybe a pain pill, and send you on your way, give you a smack bottom and say that's good enough. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. They finally found out after a day of searching and finally finding somebody who actually took the time to figure out what was going on, that she had a kidney that was bleeding, that they got rid of too many things, and the laser apparently bruised and did something. So now, yet again, they're going to have to put her back in the hospital, only this time possibly for surgery. Like, come the fuck on already. This was the old West times. They would have given her a pineapple juice or something like that, and a horse bridle to chew on and just have her pass it naturally. But no, fucking technology. Let's bust out the goddamn lasers. Fucking Dr. Evil, I swear to God. Like, technology is not helping us. And then, of course, they're going to bill, she's great insurance and whatever they call it. I don't know. I was going to say Medicare, but that's probably not it. but she's got, you know, doesn't have to pay for all these things, but now the insurance company does. So now that doctor's got 3 visits and a possible surgery for something that, you know, probably could have been fixed immediately. Fucking stupid. Like, I absolutely hate doctors and medical stuff. In fact, a little side note, I'm probably going to do a whole episode on this later on. Now that the spooky shows are back in season and Discovery Plus is showing new shows as opposed to just the repeats. There was a Ghost Adventure show. Yeah, I know. I watched it because it was in Henderson, and I like to know what's going on in my state, because if I experience the same thing, I want to know if this is a local problem or a national thing. And the guy experienced his problem and then having to get sent to the doctors, and the doctors didn't help him. They just locked him up for psychiatric problems. So, yeah, I've got a lot to say on that one, too. So, yeah, you know, and of course my mom being a hypochondriac and worrying about absolutely everything on earth, this could be nothing, the bleeding could fix itself, you don't know, but it's the don't know that scares her, and a doctor should know, but I guess that's why they call it practicing medicine. So fucking stupid. So, I spent the last week watching the processions and parades and things for the late queen, and it's really been an eye opener for a lot of different things. I always pick on British people, but mostly it's because of a few select assholes that, you know, continually try and copy what I'm doing and steal my ideas, and they're just generally, you know, Twitter douchebags. So it's been a running joke for the longest time that I don't like the UK or the people in it. So I suffered through the accent, and I suffered through, you know, their colloquialisms and mannerisms and whatnot, and watched the Queen's funeral. And, you know, I gotta say, I was really impressed. I thought it was beautifully done. There's no need to get into the politics of it. I mean, if you're not born royal blood, sucks to be you. I don't know what else to say, but all these people that say, abolish the monarchy, and, oh, she did this, or she hid away her 2 retarded cousins, or, oh, she was a terrible person, or she's the one, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, who fucking cares? It's TV. It doesn't affect your life in any way. Just watch it. It's a reality show. It's free. It's on Pluto TV. Just watch Sky News. Anyway, I love history, and I love historical events, and this is one of them. And it just made me think how different the culture is in the UK and other countries versus American culture. So I'll get more into the Queen and things like that later, but things are getting out of hand here in America. Very much so. In fact, they're so out of hand that, look, I'm speeding with a goddamn RV that does not want someone to pass them, going 80 miles an hour. Calm your ass down. Fucking stupid ass people. The disrespect to this country is absolutely out of control. There's no repercussions for anything. Unless you're a middle-aged, you know, masculine white guy like me. Then I gotta watch my ass. I went to the bar the other night after working doubles between the convention and bar backing at the Vampire Bar, and just, you know, out of my mind, tired as fuck, ready to just relax and, you know, not deal with drama or anything. And order a burger, happened to hit 4 aces with, or I'm sorry, 4 deuces with a kicker, and it ended up being $500. Fuck, I wish it was $5,000. Which was great for me. It was 2,000 credits, $500. So I was, you know, pretty ecstatic about that, but there's this dude just in the corner ranting. Fucking Black Lives Matter, right? Am I fucking right? God, and he's sitting there and he's, all of a sudden, he hates black people for no goddamn reason. And so I'm trying to piece together what the fuck's going on. Apparently, he brake checked somebody on the freeway downtown, followed them 20 minutes north to, you know, this little bar where I go to, but it's not like a popular tourist or local bar in any means. And apparently, this black lady gets out of the car and pops two of his tires, slashes his tires. And then this guy is now blaming all black people because of her. So she was probably riding his ass because that's what people do here. I've had that done several times and it's annoying as fuck. And, you know, I'll brake check people. But seriously, if you want to pull over and duke it out, let's do it. And he probably got called on his bluff. And this bitch slashed his tires. So instead of calling the cops or detaining her or, fuck, we're an equal society, right? Beat her ass. Instead of doing any of that, he comes in the bar, grabs a drink, calls his insurance company, and he starts promoting his, you know, soapbox banter of how he hates Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, just listening to this guy. And he'll tell the same story to every person in the bar that'll listen. He tells the bartender, and he's like, you know, I'm Italian. You can get out the car and we'll fucking take care of it. Well, she did get out the car and you didn't take care of it. Got your tire slashed, homie. And then the next second, he's like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, man. And then he's talking to someone else. He's like, I'm fucking Sicilian. Oh, I'm Colombian, man. You can't, I mean, he, okay, dude, you olive-skinned, dark-haired motherfucker, pick your goddamn race, figure out what the fuck you're doing, and just realize that you're venting and pissed. Like, for whatever reason, someone accosted you, assaulted your vehicle, and, yeah, here we are. All right, well, what are you going to do about it now? Call the cops. File a report. Did you get a license plate number? Probably not. You know, what good does it do to piss other people off? And there were black people in the bar, so now he's going to cause another fight. And then he's looking at me like, am I right? Like, fucking don't look at the one white, bald motherfucker in a bar and assume I'm going to be on your side. I don't like anybody. They're just ridiculous. So I understand if that happened to me, I'd be pissed. The time I got run off the road by a bunch of kids where I couldn't beat their ass because they were underage at Walmart pissed me off for like 2 weeks. And then I ran into them again. And they just, you know, zoom, did the same thing, ride your ass till you get out the way. And then they zoom past you and flip you off. The disrespect in America is so out of control right now. It's ridiculous. And it's going to come to a head, especially now that, you know, the midterms are coming up. They're going to, the political commercials are going to be out of control. It's just, God, I mean, they've been shouting and screaming for civil war for the last, you know, 3 years of this whole pandemic BS, which, you know, is now over, apparently, even though people are still getting it. But, God, it's just stupid. Everything's stupid. There's no fear of repercussions for anything. And there's no discipline. Absolutely no discipline anywhere. People can get away with absolutely everything. And it's not just my city. I see the same exact conversations coming from just about everybody. So, whatever. It is what it is. I'm at the comic shop. I'm going to grab me some comics. Hopefully have some good memories. And we'll have lots more to complain about in a minute. Yeah, if you ever want to see someone's redneck flip a switch so fast, make your head spin, try passing a lifted truck in a Kia Soul. That happened the other day where, you know, and frequently, actually, they're not paying attention. They're going like 50 on the fucking freeway, so you go and pass them, and all of a sudden they're like, brap, black smoke, black smoke, black smoke, brap, and then they try and fucking pass you. And it's like, what in the little dick light switch bullshit you got going on down there that makes you think you need to go faster than another fucking car when you weren't paying attention? I just don't understand it. Like, calm down, slow down, and deal with shit. Everyone's in such a fucking hurry. If I pass somebody, it's because you're going too goddamn slow. I mean, we can't all be fighter pilots or have the mental acuity of blah, blah, blah. But, you know, come on, people. If you can't drive on a freeway, don't be on a freeway. If your big ass is holding up the line, move over. But there's no respect anywhere. I absolutely hate that I grew up in a world where I was taught morals and respect for your elders, respect for country, respect for law enforcement, all those things. I hate that I was taught those things when it's an absolute useless skill. I mean, you might as well chalk respect right up there with algebra. Who the fuck uses algebra these days? Another useless thing I learned when I was a kid. And it's just getting worse, you know. When I get into the next stretch between the next longest trip, I'll tell you about Comic-Con. The good parts of Comic-Con were that it was fairly decent size. This was a holdover thing we had all paid for in 2019, and it kept getting canceled multiple times. And I took a bunch of my custom figures, a lot of my artwork. And it's funny because I keep getting repeat customers and people that I see only at the conventions, or, you know, someone that recognizes me or my artwork, and they finally get to see who I am, and then they run off screaming, or, you know, not all the time, sometimes. But it's the coolest feeling in the world where you're showing people your artwork. They're like, "Nah, that's not you. I've had that in my wall for 10 years. And I'm like, "Well, you probably didn't get it from me, but thank you." You know, and it's funny because the Legend of the Blue Roster poster still remains. I swear I'm just going to get like a giant flag of that behind me and not even put my name on it. Just say, "Yeah, I'm that guy," and see what they do, you know. But it was good. It was a fun community. We were all excited to see each other again and get back into the swing of things. So hopefully now my next convention is going to be in November. So if anyone's going to be in Vegas the early parts of November, feel free to stop by, hang out, and do what you do. Vegas always has something going on. Yeah. So I found a couple of the superstars for people that are interested in my toy excursions. About the only thing I collect are the Marvel Retros, the 3.75-inch, and the Superstars, which is kind of the knockoff of the Masters of the Universe WWE crossover. And I found Undertaker and Papa Shango. I don't know or think that HBK and the Click, Hall and Nash, I don't think they're anywhere to be found. I think I missed that pre-order for some reason, and they're just not going to stores. I think I've seen one person get him, which, speaking of which, everyone at the convention seemed to have Zeus and Hogan, but I'm still waiting, and I haven't even got a confirmation email yet, so that may be a problem. And of course, you know, all the know-it-alls on Twitter all said, "No, I haven't got mine either. No, you won't get yours till this. You won't get yours till then." Well, some people have got theirs already, which is why I asked in the first place. I swear to God, like, this Goomba Gestapo bullshit from people from Jersey really just start to irritate the fuck out of me. You know, there's a couple people online that act like heels and tough guys, and if you're not a wrestler, you're just an asshole, and most likely they're keyboard warriors, not actual tough guys. But I got this guy at work who just, he's from Jersey, he thinks he knows everything, he's constantly telling people what to do, even though he's nowhere near a boss, keeps trying to spend the company money, and, you know, it just, calm down. Where the fuck do people from Jersey get off thinking that they can tell everybody what to do? I will never understand it. However, I will backtrack quickly on that, because I do know a few people in Jersey that actually are cool, that are actually probably some of the coolest people in the world. But I don't know, maybe it's East Coast. Am I picking on Jersey? Is it, maybe it's Long Island? I don't know. I know I hate everybody from Long Island. I don't know. So I'm skipping this Goodwill. I went around the parking lot 2 or 3 times and it's jam-packed. So skipping that one. All right, I guess we'll get into my issue with Comic-Con. what in the pedophile bullshit anime retarded ass sons of bitches think that they can walk around dressed as a woman with their fucking moose knuckle out at eye level of 5-year-olds and think that that's okay? You know, I'm sorry. Be gay. Dress as Tinkerbell all you fucking want. But show some fucking decency around kids. It absolutely made me sick. I caught several perverted adults that wanted to dress as, not just like, you know, 66 Robin from the Batman and Robin Adam West show, where they're wearing their little, you know, short shorts or whatever, but I actually saw, like, full-on grown-ass adults, 5 o'clock shadows, not even trying to be women. They just wanted to cosplay as Poison Ivy or something like that. And, like, it's disgusting. It's spandex. It's like gray sweatpants that everybody, all these, you know, single moms are fawning over this time of year. Where they're like, oh, God, this is the sexiest thing. We get to see your outline. Well, kids don't need to see your fucking outline. I got so disgusted sitting at my table looking up and seeing Moose Knuckle bumping into my art portfolios as they look through stuff. And worse yet, it was Free Friday Sketches, Force Friday, Star Wars Sketches for Kids. And then kids got in free on Sunday. And these perverted-ass motherfuckers are walking around in spandex. And not normal spandex. We're talking like it goes up into a G-string, swipe your ass with a credit card kind of thong one piece. And you can see fucking who was circumcised, who wasn't, who had a mushroom head, who tucked in, who wore a cup. I mean, Miles Morales walking around, a black dude, actually wore a cup. And you know what? I ain't going to say probably because he was bigger, but thank you for that. Thank you for putting a cup in front of your junk. I mean, modesty and decency is not something that's common these days at all. But it pissed me off when these fucking grown-ass adults are walking around shoving their dicks in kids' faces. It's disgusting. It's like those fuckers that are doing the drag queen shows for elementary school kids and letting the kids tip and dancing on the kids. I mean, that's pedophilia. Do we not see that? Is that not disgusting to you? Am I pissing you off? Is this normal now? And not only that, but now it's become so acceptable to be whatever you want to be that day in any form that you not realize that you're actually promoting this stuff. Because I saw several underage teenagers. I don't know. I can't say that they were men or women or boys or girls or whatever they identify as that day, wearing pasties. They obviously had little boobies, running around the convention dressed as their favorite anime characters, which anime characters are always scantily clad. And they're running around, like, trying to duct tape their tits up and put pasties on so that they could, you know, cosplay as Monkey D. Luffy from One Piece with his shirt off. Well, it's not fair that I'm female and have boobs that I can't walk around and be... Well, yeah, it is when there's kids walking around. I'm sorry. 1,000 years from now, when they dig up your skeleton, they're going to go, oh, cool, that's a female. That's a male. Whatever, you know, it's just, it made me so uncomfortable for other people. And you can see some of the, I'll just say the word, normal parents walking around kind of shielding their eyes from, their kids' eyes from these things. And it's, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. And it's all I could do to keep from saying something, because you can't say things anymore. And it just makes me sick. We're raising these kids, and thank God I don't have any, but we're raising these kids in a world where there's no consequence and no repercussion for anything, and they think they can do absolutely anything without being told what to do or taught how... what is right, because who knows what's right anymore? You just have to be accepting of absolutely everything. And it's ruining society. Not only that, And I'm not being mean here. This is an actual observation I've had, and I'm trying to understand this. Never in my life have I ever seen a conglomerate of bad hygiene, mental illness, tics, and special needs people as I have at a Comic-Con. In fact, it seems to be pretty prevalent just about everywhere, but I'm not kidding. It was about 80%, maybe exaggerating, maybe 75% of the attendees at Comic-Con were special in some way. I saw, and I'm just telling you what I observed. I'm not going to make a comment on any of these things. I saw people with such bad hygiene that they've developed skin rashes. I've seen people that would scratch off the goosebumps. You know how if you get the shivers or something and your skin raises up, and then people would just like scratch it so they look like they have 1,000 needle prick red marks all over their arms. People wearing flip-flops and shoes that not only don't take care of their feet, but look like they hadn't worn shoes in their life and had like blisters and heat rash and abrasions all over their feet. This is beyond people that aren't wearing deodorants and washing their hair. But are bras not a thing anymore? And I'm being serious. You might be laughing, and I'm trying to hold it back. But I know there's people that develop early, and they're walking around without a bra on, and it looks like they're, you know, trying to steal a couple of oranges dangling in tube socks. I mean, it's some Mae Young shit. And then it's cold with the air conditioning on, so all these motherfuckers are nipping everywhere or wearing spandex and nipping. And then, you know, God, I even noticed this too. Actual adults dressing sexy in their correct gender with their meat flaps out. And I'm not fucking kidding you. Arby's all goddamn day. I saw two Harley Quinns. One comic book accurate in size and one 200 pounds heavier. Both of which with their meat flaps out. In front of kids. Which reminded me on the way home to pick up roast beef so I could have roast beef Swiss sandwiches on the way home. But anyway, I'm not kidding you. They hiked up that shit so high that you could literally see meat flaps on both sides and the little bullet in between. Disgusting. And those were the adults. And now this is Vegas and this happens. Strippers found out a long time ago that you can go to Comic-Con and find all these introvert people that are computer nerds or work in the tech industry, something like that, that generally have expendable income and they can pick up clients there. But there's a time and a place for that. There's after-hours parties. There's all sorts of things that you can do to where you're not pushing your meat flaps in a kid's face. I mean, they're literally 4- and 5-year-old kids pointing, going, "Mommy, what's that?" There was a dude that Buffalo Billed himself, knock-kneed, walking around, trying to keep his shit contained, which at least he tried to tuck it in, until you see that he walked past you and looks like he was stealing a couple of eggs that he had sat on. And a mushroom. Fucking portobello mushroom and a couple of golden eggs down there. Like, come on. You know that fucker did that on purpose because he gets off on the fact that you're looking at his junk. And you might be asking me, like, why are you looking? Why are you concerned with this? Why are you looking and telling people they can't dress a certain way or enjoy their preferred whatever the fuck they are? because I was at eye level with their junk as I'm sitting down at my artist table. And they come up, and these people have no social manners whatsoever. Like, they can't help but touch themselves. They've got mental problems. They're rubbing their junk on everything. They get off on that. I mean, I'm just being honest. These are the people that are out there. You might turn a blind eye and think, oh, they're special. No, it's unacceptable. And I've never seen so many of them at one place or at one time. I could go anywhere. I've gone to gaming stores, video game stores, comic shops, even Goodwill, and even there, I mean, it could be anywhere. 40 to 50%, almost half of the people I run across on a day-to-day basis in any place have some special need in some way. When I was a kid, I know, this is going to be old man yelling at the sky for a minute. When I was a kid, I was in elementary school. I was in the poor community. I was one of three white kids in the school that was predominantly black and Samoan and Korean. And I remember one white kid that was autistic, and it wasn't me. I remember one other kid that maybe had a disability or something like that, and, you know, they were taught how to take care of themselves, how to wipe their drool, and, you know, we tried to help them fit into society, but now I guess you can't say that, and we actually promote mental illness now. So much so that parents aren't even wiping their kids' faces. I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, the vegetables in the... sorry, that's mean. I'll take it back. I'm sorry. I just heard the boos from around the world. I'm not even talking about paraplegic or somebody that has muscle problems. I don't know how else to say it. You heard how I called it. Where they can't help but, you know, defecate and drool on themselves and things like that. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, your overgrown 132-month-old that's walking around snot-nosed, wiping it on everybody's artwork, not even on their sleeves, and just letting it drip from their face. And then the parents not even trying to help clean them up. They're just letting their little mongoloid fucking run around. Like, do we not care about these kids? I mean, everybody's giving Queen Elizabeth shit because they said that two of her cousins had died when they hadn't. They just tucked them away in a mental facility because they were severely mentally disabled. Are we not trying to help these people anymore? I understand, fully understand, that there are mental disabilities and things that cannot be helped. But do you think maybe it's a hygiene issue that maybe this kid's going to get sick more often because you're just letting him, you know, drool and have all these things going on? Like, what the fuck is going on? Seriously. I think it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for the kid. I want to take care of the kid. I'm not picking on these kids because they have an ailment. I'm picking on the parents who aren't taking their kids with some sort of ailment. And not just that. Now, again, this isn't picking as much as it is observing. I've never seen so many deformities in my entire life. People with muscle problems that one arm cramps up. I mean, it's literally starting to look like Total Recall out there. I mean, I'm waiting for a stripper with three tits. You know what else really grinds my gears lately is there's absolutely no order. If you go to a concert or an event or you go shopping or anything like that, there's zero order and nobody knows how to navigate or get through these things. I don't know about you, but I drive on the right side of the road in America, so I don't know why the fuck people would think just walking down the middle of the aisle or on the left side of the aisle and then cutting left and bumping into people and acting like it's their fault is acceptable. Do people not look both ways when they cross traffic? Why wouldn't you do that in the grocery store? Well, your head's fucking buried in your cell phone. That's why. You can't pay attention to shit. But you know what's really been... And this is a minor thing to pick on, but what's really bugging the shit out of me lately are people going in the outdoor. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but if you're at a concert or a convention or even at the fucking store, it's convenient, inconvenient for you to go in the indoor because that's where other people are going. So you're going to come in the outdoor and get in the way of the people just trying to exit. Like, how fucking selfish and stupid are these people these days? And that sort of segues into what I wanted to talk about regarding the Queen. I watch the news and I like to see what's going on, but I also go on Twitter in real time and look up things so that I can see what really happened. Because a lot of times the news likes to hide things or stifle things. Queues and queues of people waiting to see the Queen lie in state, and there were three things that happened. Hundreds of thousands of people waiting in line at the start from days down to 12 hours, and there was only three issues, and two of them were official issues, not a problem with the crowd. The one problem I saw with the crowd was, wait for it, let's not jump to conclusions, oh, and it's a Muslim. Yeah. A Muslim tried to run up and desecrate the Queen's coffin. We don't know if he was trying to knock it down, yank the flag or the coat of arms off. We don't know. But everyone's quick to jump on the fact that, well, we don't know that he was, oh yeah, as he screams Allah Akbar or whatever the fuck they do. Yeah, it was a Muslim trying to do something to the Queen's coffin. How fucking disrespectful. Okay, that's fine. Maybe she did something to your country. Maybe you hate her guts. Okay, cool, whatever. But you're going to desecrate somebody's dead body or whatever. And then he wanted his maybe 15 minutes of fame or, I don't know, have an exploding popularity, if you catch my drift. And it didn't happen. The BBC cut the feed as soon as he jumped out of line to an outdoor thing, and somebody who wasn't allowed to have cameras inside where the Queen was, and this is exactly why, somebody happened to take a cell phone video of this Muslim trying to run up and try and grab it, and that boy was tackled so goddamn fast, and just like in a, you know, the way it should be, he was tackled to the ground, searched for weapons, and was picked up and dragged out of there in less than a minute. That happened in America, it'd be all over the news, it'd be civil liberties, there'd be all kinds of social issues, it would be just a fucking mess. America's out of hand, it's out of control. So anyway, I love the history and tradition that I'm seeing over at the, you know, things going on for the Queen. Now the national time of mourning is over, and they can put her down in the vault. I mean, the whole thing just made me want to play Assassin's Creed and, you know, climb on the buildings and check shit out and whatnot, but, which I did. It's in Assassin's Creed Unity, I think? Maybe not. Maybe that's the French one. I played the one where you could, you know, find Jack the Ripper and shit. Anyway, I love the sense of order in history that you get over there. And when that issue happened where the Muslim got tackled, it got handled, everybody gasped, and then they went about their business. It wasn't a big ordeal, no George Floyd Lives Matter, nothing like that. It just, someone tried to desecrate the Queen's coffin, got him out of there, detained him, and that was it. Someone else yelled out, I guess, when Prince Andrew walked by and said something like, you're a sick old man, which apparently is, like, one of the worst things you could say. They're so polite and everything that, you know, that's, oh my God, did he just say he's a sick old man? They said the king swore in his first day in office because he said, I can't stand the bloody things. Bloody is cursing over there? That's hilarious. But anyway, I just love the way they handle things over there. And it makes me realize how far we've strayed from absolutely everything. First of all, I know America is a fairly new civilization, and we don't have as much tradition as other places with old world religions and old world traditions. We've just sort of become a hodgepodge of everything because we've let everybody in here. I mean, we colonized this and decided we were going to start a new country. And then we basically became a spot where everybody could come here and decide to start a new country. So I don't even know what country we're in right now. But the only time I felt a sense of history is when I went back east, and specifically Philly. Like, D.C. didn't give me that feeling. Maine didn't give me that feeling. I didn't really catch anything back east except for Philadelphia. That felt like I was walking into another world. The wood buildings, the brick buildings, the Liberty Bell. I got to touch Ben Franklin's coffin slab, which is probably not supposed to do, but it was right there next to the gate, so I did it anyway. I love history. I got to drink at the oldest bar in the States, and in England, everything is historical. Absolutely everything in the UK is historical. And I'm starting to take back some of the things that I've said. Like, you know, I appreciate it more having seen how people react to the Queen's death. And when that kid goes, you're a sick old bastard. Boy, like, immediately, everyone in the crowd starts singing God Save the King to drown him out, and then he was arrested. And you're like, well, that's terrible. He should have freedom of speech. He should be able to say what he wants. Prince Andrew is a pedophile. Why did he get to wear his uniform when Prince Harry didn't? It's none of your goddamn business. I'm not saying I'm standing up for a pedophile, but that may be a mental illness he had being on Epstein's Island, or maybe he just really does enjoy the company of, you know, preteen and underage girls. I don't know. Not my business, but his mother just died, and he now has a royal duty to march behind her. What, he shouldn't be there at all? Should have killed him? Is that what we do? Trump should be dead. Prince Andrew should be dead. We should have suicided them just like we did Epstein. I mean, come on. We all know that there is a hierarchy, and in this case, specifically, a monarchy that sits above the rest of the world, and they can do whatever the fuck they want. Why we're even contemplating the fact that we think we could change any of that is beyond me. It'll never change. Are you going to overthrow Buckingham Palace? Good luck with that. I did, however, notice one difference, though. When that Muslim broke out of the line, he waited 12 hours to break out to try and desecrate the coffin. When he did that, they were on him in seconds, but it wasn't the Royal Guard. So they've done this whole thing where they had 24/7 Royal Guards standing around, and one of them collapsed. That was the other incident. Fell flat on his face. And the only other incident was a police officer fainted as the coffin passed. I guess if you lock your knees, it cuts off circulation. I saw a bunch of boots saying that on Twitter. Like, oh, ha, 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 he locked his knees, so of course he fainted. But they were only standing there for 20 minutes, rotated the guard, and had 40 minutes off. So, whatever. Anyway, if this would have been in the old days, I would imagine somebody running up towards the Queen's coffin would have got impaled by one of those halberds these guys are holding. And they didn't. They stood there at attention while the guy ran right in between them, and it was the cops that tackled the guy and then took him out. Now, that's something I'm noticing the difference between there and here. Maybe you just don't see them. Maybe they have assassins running around or James Bond's hidden somewhere. But all of those dignitaries, all those people showing up, including the president, the only two or three people that were allowed to ride their own vehicles were the president of the United States and the vice president of China. Everyone else got bust in on a fucking tour bus, which I think is hysterical. And then everybody dropped their titles and status to be in one crowd. I mean, that was the biggest gathering of world leaders we've seen in a long ass time. And you didn't see snipers on the roof. You didn't see Secret Service. I mean, I know the king has his bodyguard, and you see him marching behind him. He's the tall guy with the beard. And then there's one other guy. But you don't see the kind of security in things because it doesn't happen over there. They don't have a need for it. So it's really interesting to me when something happens and they pop out of nowhere, take care of it, and then it's done. I mean, they worried for the lines. They had 10,000 people extra to be part of the police force to kind of help guide people. But a bunch of respectful people stayed in their lane and did their shit, and everything was fine. It'd be riots. As soon as they opened the doors here, if the Queen was here, people would rush the damn coffin like Black Friday. Everything basically makes me wish that America had some history. What the fuck is a history? A history and traditions that we would follow. We used to have them. It was called 4th of July. And a lot of those things have moved away from the original meaning. Same with Memorial Day and Labor Day and all things like that. It's become so PC that you can't even celebrate the stuff that you wanted to celebrate before. I mean, even if we had the annual daffodil parade or something, I don't know. We can't have anything anymore because it's all got to be modernized. We have to keep evolving. And I don't see why. The more we evolve and forget history, the more we're doomed to repeat it. And literally the exact same thing that happened in the 1920s is happening in the 2020s with Great Depressions and disease and famine and inflation up the ass, all that kind of shit. We didn't learn from it last time. And back to the Comic-Con thing, there was something else that I wanted to touch on. It seems like with all these people that seem to have something special about them, I mean, do you honestly think there's something in the water? I'm not trying to be a huge conspiracy theorist here, but I've never seen so many people. When I was a kid, you saw or maybe knew of one person that had Down syndrome. That was the thing in the 80s. Down syndrome was the popular thing, and AIDS. You heard a rumor of someone that had AIDS, but like maybe only one person in every 10th state had AIDS, so we knew. It just wasn't out there. The information wasn't there. And maybe one school had a Down syndrome in all, your entire district. Now it seems like they're almost half and half with the rest of the kids. So, did everybody's parents just do drugs in the 70s and 80s? And now we have a bunch of maladies and ailments that are affecting people and babies? Are they all crack babies? Did drugs somehow warp and mutate people? And I'm being serious. Is there something that happened in the last 50 years that caused people to go from civilized societal members to absolute androgynous, animalistic introverts? Do we not teach hygiene anymore? Do we not teach how to take care? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. And it really does make me wonder if the fluoride they were pumping into the water system or the, chemtrails, something. I don't know. It seems like there was something going on or just all the drugs your mama did. And what's funny is when I was a kid also, we didn't self-diagnose and we didn't assume somebody had an ailment. Now it's almost like a, you know, Boy Scouts where you just collect a badge and you keep going. You're like, oh, I got this. Oh, you got that? Well, I got that too. Well, I'm going to try to earn my badge for that too. Like, everybody seems to be getting something these days. We didn't have autistic kids when I was a kid. We had critical thinkers, talented artists, and whatever the things are that autistic kids do, they're usually really good at something, or they just don't like loud noises, or the, you know, we didn't call it something. We didn't put a name to it. So those people were there, but now you almost have to coddle them and treat them special, which brings me to one of my last points. I had talked about this before on another episode, and a few of you actually mentioned it in my messages that you agreed with me. I really do believe that anime and manga ruined the world and has turned everybody into this sort of androgynous, homosexual, timid, meek, shy, pedophile group of introverts. And I think it's absolutely ruining people. It started with just, you know, yao and some of the perversions and the hentai, you know, yao being boy on boy and hentai being just Japanese for pervert. And then it turned into tentacle porn and all these other things. But then it moved away from that and it realized quickly that all of the stories were all about schools. And then you're talking about, you know, elementary, junior high, secondary, third and fourth schools. All being not even sexually active, but perverted, because nobody's having sex anymore. They're all just like touching each other, booping each other, giggling and being shy. I mean, they're trying to act like anime girls. So I noticed this a lot at the convention. Say it looked like two females, but they were trying to play off that they were anime characters. And if you made eye contact with them, they would just fucking bottle up, and or they would run away screaming. Or if you talk to one of them, they would go, do that like fucking whimper girl bullshit that the anime girls do. I mean, why do they fucking scream all the time? Every single time I can't watch anime anymore. Every 5 seconds, some female character is screaming or doing that orgasmic gasp bullshit. And now these kids are emulating that when they're 13, 14, 15 years old. While you have adult men dressing as women with little mushroom boners in their fucking Speedos as they walk around a convention with kids. It's disgusting. They're not even really making anime stories anymore. It's not the fantasy story. It's not that everybody's moved to the real life drama where they want things that could happen in reality. And the love of your life is another schoolboy. Well, you're a schoolboy, but you want to dress like a schoolgirl. And I mean, it's sickening. When I first got into anime, I didn't know much about it, and my first question was why Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a bold dyke girl. And you may laugh at that, but if you don't know anything about Yu-Gi-Oh! And you look at it, you see bright colors, spiky hair, very slender, slim form, bright, beautiful eyes. It looks like a female, but that's how they draw their males. And that's what started it. And then you would see the females would just have maybe more rounder eyes and longer lashes. But it's so hard to tell the difference between a male and a female anime character. About the 80s was the last time or so that, you know, say with Dragon Ball Z, he was still kind of a pervert. And he drew women like women, and the guys all had muscles, and, you know, there were boobs and little sex jokes and things like that. And it was just, it was funny, right? Well, now you can't tell who's who and who's what, and these kids are emulating that. I think that's the problem. Fucking Walmart, man. The perfect example of everything I've talked about in this episode is all visible at Walmart. I haven't really found much today. I found some Sopranos DVDs to finish up my collections. Season 5, 6 part 1, 6 part 2. Those are the harder ones to find. I found a couple VHS. Nothing really spectacular, but I had to go to Walmart so I could get dog food. Freya needs a special kind now. And then happen to pick mango cart because Wolf needs a special kind now. And people are just, they're in a fucking hurry. Like this bitch can't, fucking four-way stuff, can't even wait her goddamn turn to get through here. So she's got to cut me off. These fucking people, man, like everyone's on their phone. They run into you. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You know, I'm carrying a thing of beer and a 40-pound bag of dog food, and people are acting like I'm in their way. Well, bitch, I didn't get a cart because I'm actually trying not to be a lazy motherfucker and actually sweat a little bit and keep muscle movement. I mean, come on. And everyone's looking at me like I'm retarded. But then you see like three or four of them, and then you got the Muslim people holding everybody up because they got to stand in the middle of the fucking aisles, and you know, everyone's all scared of them, which they had no reason to be, but, you know, because they're wearing their head wraps, everybody fucking freaks. But they got to, like, their babies running all over the place, and they got to hold up traffic, and then they got a down sort of slower person doing the door checking for us all to leave, and I'm just like, I hold up my receipt and just walk right past. And that's basically how to get by in life these days. Is it's all fucking poker. It's all bluffing. Everybody tells you the things that you're supposed to do, but nobody actually does it, and they're going to try and find a way around the rules. I mean, we just lived through that with, you know, however many years this pandemic lasted. And last but not least, I'll tell you a story of how I melted a feminist with one sentence. As I've said and complained, everybody at Comic-Con was special, except for the 10% of us who were looking like, what the fuck did we just walk into? And of that 10% of normies, as they like to call us, which is apparently derogatory, about half of that even were progressives, sympathizers, or feminists, things like that. So one of them was across from us, old hippie chick. Old meaning like 5 years older than me. And she's selling something called potheads, which is cute. It's a tongue-in-cheek sort of thing because she sells sculptures of fandoms in pots, like they're growing, kind of like Baby Groot, basically. And she had potheads, hash heads, and nug heads or something like that. I don't know, nug heads sounds racist, but anyway, she comes over to our table, and we're hooligans. I mean, big sign, Hooligan Studios. We look like hooligans. We were drinking beer at our booth to stay awake. Like, what the fuck do you think we were going to be? And she's over here boring our asses off, talking about all her shit, how she grew up in Washington. I'm like, me too, bitch, shut up. And just on and on, and how she thought hash heads and potheads were so cute because everybody loves weed, even though it was illegal, you know, 10 years ago, and just on and on. And then she just wouldn't shut up, kept going, and she's spouting off. Once people realize they're not in a conversation anymore, they just start spouting off rhetoric. And then she's like, I'm getting so sick of walking by these booths, and people are like, hey, hun, come here. Why don't you check out these comics? Oh, hey, hun, I hate when people call me hun. So I interjected, and I'm like, yeah, that's why when you walk by my table, I'm going to say, hey, what's up, sugar tits? What you want? And she looked at me like I just cunt-punted her halfway across the room, and just, I thought, you know, this is it. I'm sick of hearing this bitch talk, so this is either the way to get her to shut up or melt in the palm of my hand. And you should have seen her wide eyes stare went to this quirky, awkward smile like she wanted me to fuck her under her table. And I'm not kidding. I'm not making up fucking stories. I legit said that to her, and she legit melted. And that was during setup on Thursday. And for the next 3 days, all weekend long, You want to see pictures of my puppy? Look at this cute outfit I'm in. Look at this. I turned a feminist into a woman with one fucking sentence. And that's how it is. If you be you and still assert alpha male dominance into this fucking world, people don't know what the fuck to do. People with guns. I've had people tell me, oh, I've got a gun, you better watch out. And then somehow I'm behind them with my hand on their gun, giving them a bear hug, like, now what you gonna do? And they piss themselves. Like, I swear to God, masculinity and alpha males and all that sort of... I even hate calling it alpha male because that's such a trendy thing now. But all this shit just pisses me the fuck off. It's absolutely ridiculous. You get all these people who are claiming to be this, claiming to be that. They don't want to be treated like this. They hate misogyny. They blah, 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 blah. You smack them on the ass and call them sugar tits. They melt in your hand. You can buy them a drink and fuck them that night. I swear to God it's true. Absolutely swear to God it's true. So ridiculous. Did I get her number? Did I fuck her? No. Because I don't like feminists. And she was blonde. We all know how that goes. So, that's about it for the wolf. I think I've complained enough, got everybody's ire up enough on that. I don't have a problem with special needs people, people being gay or whatnot. I have a problem with them exposing themselves to underage kids and teenagers, and those teenagers who are in turn unknowingly exposing themselves because they don't have parents scolding them or telling them what's right and wrong these days. And I think it's a damn shame. I really do. I'm so afraid for society right now. I'm afraid people go, you dumb fucker. God damn. Another fucking stop, four-way stop, and I got this bike looking at me like I'm retarded. Jesus fuck, people. I swear to God, I'm the only one following rules these days. I hate it. I'm jealous, I'm angry, and I'm bitter that I grew up in a world where I got smacked on the knuckles, spanked in elementary school, slapped with a belt, beat up for saying the wrong things, told to suck it up and be a man, that boys don't cry, all this shit that's now accepted, and now I have to accept all these cunnilingual fucktards? Absolutely ridiculous. I'm not paranoid, and I don't walk on eggshells, but I am so aware of my surroundings that I'm practically ADD, ADHD, AD double D and a fucking spank on the nose. I don't know, but I swear to God, I have a spider sense with things now because my entire life I was reprimanded, chastised, and told what to do, that at any given moment I have 30 rules going in my head right now. Right now, okay, I'm coming up to a construction site. Am I speeding? Am I going over the speed limit? It's 35, I'm going 45. Fuck them, there's kids, it makes it double worse. I'm on my phone and I see the lanes change, so I'm going to get over and plan ahead to get in the proper lane so that when the lanes condense, I'm not cutting anybody off. Minding my own business, I'm headed to the bank, but I got hundreds of dollars in my pocket that I need to deposit. Is it going to be safe for me to deposit? So I'm going to look at my surroundings. I mean, this is my brain, 24/7. And people don't understand that. And simpletons nowadays don't think, can't handle it, and don't know how to obey the rules. If I can do it, why can't everybody else do it? I guess we're not told to do the right thing anymore. What's right anymore? Fuck, I don't know. I just don't fucking get it. And now I'm stuck behind some John Deere fucking tractor doing construction with no flags. Where the fuck is this guy gonna go? This is so beyond stupid. Let traffic by, you retard. Stay in your fucking cones. God damn. School zone and construction, so like, fart in the wrong direction is a $400 fine, right? Jesus. Alright, I need to get off this thing before I make myself even angrier. Hate the world, so do your part and make it a better place. It's not that difficult. I swear.